Taking an Alaskan Moose, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. On day 9 of a 10-day hunt, John Whipfley was exhausted after hiking for what seemed to be 100 miles through heavy brush looking for a bull moose. He could hardly walk and said he had beaten his body up carrying around a 40-pound pack through extremely difficult Alaskan terrain. We pick up the story.
Oddly, met up with my uncle back on the trail. We didn't have any cell phone coverage, so it was just luck that we bumped into each other. And my legs were wobbly to the point where I basically told him I can't walk anymore. I got to take the Rokan back the other 3-4 miles or whatever it was. And I got on the Rokan and drove 20 minutes up the mountain and saw a bull about 300 yards. And I was completely exhausted, and I shut off the Rokan, and as soon as I shut off the Rokan, the bull went back to grazing. It was like he thought I was a car passing by or something like that. And I was fumbling on the back of the Rokan to get the gun out of the case as silently as possible. And then I snuck up, you know, just slowly stalked up to him behind some brush to about, I don't know, 150 yards and laid into him and dropped him there. And I've never been so tired in my life, and my body has never taken that much punishment, and it all paid out. As far as the hunting, that to me is the pinnacle for me. Like, we put everything into it, and at the final minute, we got the payout, and it was great.
John is a chef and is the author of a book entitled Venison. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.